From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with a surge in the deadly violence in Afghanistan. Three explosions in Kabul Saturday hit the funeral of a senator's son, killing at least 10 people. The senator's son was killed on Friday. The funeral attack came as a large portion of Kabul is on lockdown following protests Friday that continued into Saturday. At least four Afghans were killed Friday when protesters demanding better security clashed with riot police. Public anger has been mounting since a devastating truck bomb explosion early this week at the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, one of the worst attacks since 2001, killed 90 people, wounding more than 400 others. The head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, is applauding President Trump's decision this week to withdraw from the historic climate agreement.
The president made a very courageous decision on behalf of America. He put America's interest first with respect to environmental agreements and international discussions. He heard many voices, voices across a wide spectrum of vantage points, and the president made a very informed and, I think, thoughtful and important decision for the country's benefit.
Pruitt acknowledged that global warming is a real phenomenon and that human activity contributes to it in some manner. The voting is underway in the southern African nation of Lesotho. Lesotho is voting Saturday for the first time, make that the third time in 5 years. A March no confidence vote prompted the prime minister to call for snap parliamentary elections instead of stepping down and ceding power to the opposition that voted him out. The election is essentially between two powerful coalitions that have bitterly fought for power since 2012. In Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis applauded China's efforts to work with the international community on North Korea at an annual security forum in Singapore on Saturday. When it came to the South China Sea, however, Mattis called China's ongoing militarization of man-made islands there unacceptable.
Artificial island construction and indisputable militarization of facilities on features in international waters undermine regional stability. The scope and effect of China's construction activities in the South China Sea differ from those of other countries in several key ways. This includes the nature of its militarization, China's disregard for international law, its contempt for other nations' interests, and its efforts to dismiss non-adversarial resolution of issues.
Mattis' remarks dispelled speculations by some that the administration was keeping quiet about the South China Sea in exchange for China's cooperation in dealing with Pyongyang. Mattis said the interests of the United States allies would not be used as bargaining chips. U.S.-backed military forces in Syria are poised to launch in a few days an offensive to capture the Islamic State's de facto capital of Raqqa. A spokesman for the Syrian Kurdish militia group YPG said the forces reached the outskirts of the city and the major operation will start in the coming days. A spokesman for the U.S.-led counter-Islamic coalition, Islamic State coalition, told reporters the Syrian Democratic Forces is poised around Raqqa after gaining significant territory from the Islamic State in Syria in the last week. The U.N. Security Council increased international pressure on North Korea on Friday to give up its pursuit of a nuclear bomb, adding 14 individuals and four companies to its sanctions list. The council unanimously voted to impose travel bans and asset freezes following North Korea's stepped-up ballistic missile launches this year. The U.S., which drafted the resolution in consultation with China, took a strong stance. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
The members of this council, including three of North Korea's closest neighbors, agreed that North Korea's missiles are a threat to international peace and security, and that the international community must respond to the threat. It is long past time for North Korea to see the writing on the wall. The international community is coming together to take action, and the pressure will not cease until North Korea complies fully with this council's resolution.
There is growing frustration of the international community with North Korea and its continued defiant behavior. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.